Vinyl 3, The Record's Needle, The Aural Punctum, EP. Thanks, Dar. I appreciate that. But I think I need to speak this section on the Punctum EP, extending the play and set apart from your words, but using the same microphonic arrangement in the same room. When I listen to my father reading that record, where does the elusive vocal punctum reside for me? I may be wrong, and the subsequent years might prove this assertion incorrect, but this section of audio, I think, provided my gateway to the punctum.
What they term recombinatoriality. Let's start that again. Part of the process of modern recording is to allow for its transportability, its reusability, what they term recombinatoriality.
His dictated words do nothing for me. It doesn't really sound like my dad, and they're expected, scripted. I have written them. The accidental moment, the outtake, and his repeated takes as he endeavours to get it correct, then better again, is where I hear something unexpected. Where I hear, surprisingly, in this context, him. That is what pricks me. That is this record's needle. I am pierced by the emergence of both his off-script voice and his repeated commitment to the words. Yet that moment of voice is precisely what was removed. These words did not make the final edit of that section because his voice and the numerous attempts did not serve the text. The vocal punctum remains nebulous and elusive, but it may be more available via digital recording than analogue because of its seemingly infinite and comparatively inexpensive nature. Recordings can be left rolling without expensive physical media being used up. Yet the availability afforded by digital media is simultaneously problematic, as the percentage of vocal punctum in lengthier recordings is likely far smaller as a consequence. Reviewing the tapes, the focus of the next vinyl, becomes a far trickier task.